Tata has just opened a new UK research and development centre at the University of Warwick. All this after it recently announced more than 1,200 job losses in Scunthorpe and Scotland. Well, business expert Chris McDonald is chief executive of Materials Processing Institute. He joins me on the line now. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Tim. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for joining us. Just help us square this one up, would you? Tata, they're making around 1,200 people redundant across the UK, and yet they've opened this brand new research and development facility at the University of Warwick. How does that work?
Yeah, I can see on the face of it, it does seem a bit confusing. But what it's really about is Tata Steel focusing on the areas of their business where they think there are the greatest prospects. So we've all heard about the real sort of tragic news in the steel industry in the UK recently. But, you know, just up the road this morning at the NEC, there's the Advanced Engineering UK show where they're on the main aisle, and we're surrounded by companies in the aerospace, automotive sectors. And these guys are all really intensive users of steel, but it's very high-value steel. It's very difficult to manufacture steel. And so if Tata Steel wanted to be in that market, they've got to invest very heavily in innovation, R&D. That's an area that we help them with, and clearly being at Warwick University and opening this new centre will be a real advantage to Tata Steel in getting into those markets.
So where's the lucrative stuff for Tata then, as it stands at the minute?
Well, specifically around the centre at Warwick University in Coventry, it's about high-value automotive steels. So at the university there's obviously a big presence from Jaguar Land Rover, Tata Motors and the National Automotive Innovation Campus. But it extends beyond that as well. Just a couple of weeks ago, I was in China. The Chinese president came over to the UK. We did a bit of a swap for a week. And when I was there, I was hearing a lot about high-value steels that the Chinese economy needs, even in this downturn. And that's, again, a real opportunity for Tata to get into that market. But these are really very specialist steel products, very innovation and technology intensive.
Is there an argument to say then that had it invested the money that it has in this brand new R&D facility in trying to prevent those 1,200 job losses, is there an argument to be said that was then throwing good money after bad, and this is about kind of making new money almost, if you like, going where the big profit is?
I really think it's about focus. You know, there's only so much a company with the resources at its disposal that it can do, and it's kind of a strategic choice. So the market that Tata Steel, have decided to leave, the businesses in the northeast and in Scotland, they would have required significant investment to produce high-value steels for that market. Clearly, the automotive sector does as well, and Tata's made a strategic choice about that. That's something that I was involved in with Tata at a very early stage, working with the university and Tata Steel to bring this centre about. And it's very much about, you know, you've got to make that strategic choice and get the financing in place and really decide, you know, where you're going to invest in terms of technology and innovation.
How quickly then do we see kind of the fruits of this investment?
Well, I think it's already starting to come through now. So, you know, one of the areas that we've been working with Tata on is about rapid development of new alloys for the automotive sector. That will work through in this new centre, and then they'll be looking at coatings, so new types of paints, graphene coatings as well, so functional coatings for these materials. So within 2 to 3 years, we should really start to see some products coming to the market. And starting to have a positive impact on the automotive supply chain in the Coventry and the Warwickshire area as well, actually.
And you mentioned this is all about automotive steels, then that's where the money's at, if you like. Just as a final point, so when the job losses were first announced, there was a lot of talk about cheap imports from China and elsewhere overseas, and that was blamed in part for the job losses in Scunthorpe and Scotland. Why would automotive steels not be in the same danger?
Whichever market you're in, it's about the high-value steels. So there is absolutely a risk of importation of automotive steels from China, but where Tata want to be are in the high-value area. And equally in engineering steels, in construction steels, in nuclear aerospace, in all of these areas, it's about being in the very high-value area, the very technologically intensive area. So what I see on a day-to-day basis, you know, we work with companies in all of these sectors, and it's about providing a technology innovation that improves the process, makes it more efficient, brings new products to market, improves customer service. And that continuous innovation, continually doing that, is what allows British companies to stay ahead of that competition from China.
Chris, thanks so much indeed. Appreciate your expertise. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no, thanks very much. It's been a pleasure.
Chris McDonald, Chief Executive of the Materials Processing Institute, with us on BBC Coventry and Warwick.